The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
We're on page 30 this morning, if you'd like to sing or chant with us all. This is a chant we do almost every morning, Monday through Saturday, here at the center at 6:30. And it's this practice the Buddha suggests. We can do it on our own, of course, where we generate or discover, rediscover the qualities of love, basic friendliness of the heart, compassion, appreciative joy when we recognize what's good and beautiful in the world and in ourselves too, and equanimity. So these four qualities of the heart. And as a gift, it's really our gift to the world, this willingness to meet life, meet the world, open to the world with these four beautiful emotions. So we get a chance now to practice together in community. So let's do this chant on page 30, and then we'll sit for about 30 minutes together. Now let us make the four boundless qualities shine forth. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth. So above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with compassion, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will, I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will, I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity, likewise the second,
Likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will.
So do the best you can to sit comfortably, whatever that means for your body this morning, feeling also upright, the sense of being unafraid as you sit upright in the middle of your experience, relaxed and clear. And then inevitably feeling the sensations here in the body. See if you can meet the body, this tender, vulnerable thing, this body. See if you can meet the body with kindness. All life long, the body receives one insult after another, whether it's a bump on the head, a trip, a fall, or even more chronic, more difficult for the body is the constant tension as the body mirrors what's going on in the mind and in the heart. So when the mind is frustrated, when the mind is afraid, then of course, in a very simplistic way, the body mirrors that tension. The body gets tight. So right now, opening, feeling the sensations of the body sitting here, but now with compassion and appreciation for the resilience of the body, the intelligence of the body. In a surprising way, the foundational relationship that we have in this life is the mind or the heart's relationship to the body. And in a way then, all of our other relationships with our family, our friends, our pets, is some kind of reverberation of how we relate to our own body. So it begs the question then, are we willing right now, in this moment, during this sit, are we willing to be close, intimate, with the actual experience, actual sensations here in the body? Because we care. Because this relationship, this way of relating, the mind relating to the body, because it matters. In Buddhist terms, we say there's karma in terms of how the mind relates to the body. So if we're in the habit of ignoring the body, dismissing the body, being angry at the body, impatient with the body, well, that there are consequences to that way of relating. If we have a friendly and kind and compassionate, appreciative, equanimous relationship with the body, well, that sets in motion something different. It sets in motion healing and releasing and lightness and ease in the body and mind. So with all of this in mind, see if you can begin, start over again as often as necessary. See if you can begin with this basic goodness of the heart that cares about the body the way it is right now. Cares enough about the body that it's willing to be aware, willing to feel whatever is here in the body to feel. Breathing in, a willingness to feel the sensations in the body just as they are. And as you feel the breath going out, taking that as a cue to allow the different sensations here in the body to be the way they are. Continuity of awareness of body. Breathing in, sensitive and kind with the body just as it is, while breathing out, allowing these sensations to be the way they are now, even if the sensations are unpleasant. Everything belongs, the whole body, just as it is. Nothing is left out. In the same way we'd show up to a dear pet or a close friend, a loved one, we remember with each inhalation to be close, to be willing to feel what's here to feel, see what's here to see. And as we exhale, we remember it's okay, it's safe to allow these sensations in the body to be. May this body be at ease. And of course, the other predominant natural activity as we're sitting here is the activity of the mind, the thinking mind, the emoting mind. So when that becomes predominant in your experience, then let the wisdom of the mind acknowledge, oh, this is just thinking being known. And in the same way we give permission to the body to be the way it is, see if you can also give permission to the mind, the thinking mind, the worrying or planning mind. Give it permission to be the way that it is. Does it mean that we're going to get lost in thought or attached, identified with the thoughts? It just means that the wisdom understands that thoughts are just thoughts. It's a natural movement of the mind's habit energy. It's just the way it is right now. And these thoughts will cease on their own. We don't have to get in there and make thinking stop. We just observe the thinking with non-attachment. And to the degree that the mind is not attached or identified with the thoughts, they tend to cease pretty quickly. Of course, they may begin again, but then we do the same thing again. We understand that now the mind, the thinking mind, is like this. Thoughts are being known. They may be pleasant thoughts. They may be unpleasant thoughts. But in the end, it's just thoughts being known. And we let them cease on their own. Notice the peace when a particular drama, thinking storm has ceased. Just appreciate that quiet. Understanding a little bit more deeply that thinking is a natural process. It's not actually personal. It's what the conditioned or habit-based mind does. When particular conditions are there, then thinking happens. And wisdom can understand the natural activity of the mind in the same way that wisdom can understand the natural activity of the body. In the same way that sensations come and go, thoughts come and go. And wisdom and love is that quality of mind that knows that it's safe to be intimate, to be close, and to just let everything happen on its own. Not feeding anything, not afraid of anything, just letting nature, the nature of the body, the nature of the thinking mind, just letting it be what it is without being confused by it. So with these instructions, let's continue now in silence. we're learning to rely on wisdom, a wise, kind understanding that knows how to be right in the middle, aware of the activity of the body, these sensations that come and go, learning how to relax within the body, trusting this movement of sensation, not needing to resist. And this wisdom, this wise and kind presence also knows that the activity of the mind belongs. Even if the mind is being neurotic or silly or hateful or whatever it might be doing, there's a wisdom, a kindness that understands that, yep, sometimes it's like this in the body, sometimes it's like this in the mind, and it's okay. It's okay in the sense of I'm not going to get tight. I'm not going to fall into the habit of thinking I need to control the body or the mind. I'm going to have compassion for whatever pain may be present. There'll be appreciation for the beauty and goodness that's present, including this appreciation of the mind's capacity to be intimate and to be unafraid and to be kind. This is a beautiful thing. This kind, stable, relaxed presence. This is a beautiful thing, something to be appreciated. May this beautiful and kind stability of the heart continue and increase and never end. We see this mindful presence as a real refuge in our lives. So to whatever degree there is this kind and wise presence, the stability of the heart, to whatever degree it's present now, we recognize its goodness. May this goodness of the mind, of the heart, continue. May it increase, may it never end. And there can be some basic intuition that this capacity, this willingness to be right in the middle, to be wise and kind and feeling whatever's here to feel, undefended. There can be some intuition that this is the way. This is actually the way to happiness, to fearlessness, to all things good. Just this simple willingness to be close and to relax and to allow everything to move, to come and go. So for the last minute or so, see if you can tune into the wholesomeness of this practice of being intimate, being in the present moment with the body, the activity of the body, and the activity of the mind.